Good evening and welcome to our CSD meeting. Should we rise in that pledge allegiance to the flag?
I'll speak loudly.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
President Simon?
Here.
Vice President Steele?
Here.
Director Graves?
Here.
Director Pease?
Here.
Oh, that's right, okay. I'm going to dispense with public comment because there is no public in the building. And we'll move into, you are not public, you're an employee.
Oh, there is a public, hold on, we'll go back.
You were hidden behind the podium, I didn't see you. In that case, during public comment, the public may address the board on any issue within the board's jurisdiction, which is not on the agenda. The public may comment on that item, any item at the time the item is called for discussion. Any person wishing to speak must come up and speak from the podium. There will be no dialogue between the board and commenter. Any clarifying questions will go through the chair.
No, it's fine.
Thank you. Now we'll go to presentations. Do we have presentations tonight?
You have to go back.
You've got
to number four.
You've got a couple more items on the...
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed that whole thing there. We are going to have the oath of office, and Carol is going to administer it.
Yes.
So we'll need our three new directors.
Shall I do all three separate?
You can do all three at once.
Oh, okay. Should I just sit?
Just to go through this one.
Should I?
They need to stand. Raise their right hand. You do or don't.
Just down there in the front.
Okay, I'll stand.
Go down there in the front.
Why don't you guys walk
all three of you guys?
Why don't you guys walk around the front like you normally do?
I don't want to be in the picture.
A little bit out of the picture.
Yeah, we're going to get out of your picture. So.
Hey, Bob. How you doing?
Let's go this way.
Hold on.
Let me get out of here. Got us walking in the background.
So, look, I'm going to say I, your name, your name, your name, and then I'll repeat after me. I, Chris Steele.
I, Chris Steele.
I, Kevin Graves.
I, Kevin Graves.
I, Robert Lee.
I, Robert Lee.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic. That I will bear true faith and allegiance. To the Constitution of the United States. And to the Constitution of the State of California. That I take this obligation freely. Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion. That I will well and faithfully. Discharge the duties upon which I am about to enter.
Hey!
That's a nice picture. Just gathered around here, guys.
Good thing we all got the blue memo.
That's right. You need a right here, man. Look at me. Look at me. That's good. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Wiz, for being here. I know you have something else to do.
Yeah, we're going to go to the party.
All right. You're
officially a board member now.
Oh,
well, you already were. Congratulations.
I'm going to get him on the sign.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
Why don't you make him feel good and call roll again, Mark?
Okay.
We are.
He's going to.
I'm going to call roll on one more time. Carol?
Is it really?
Yes.
President Simon?
It has to be.
Here.
Vice President Steele?
Here.
Director Graves?
Yep.
Director Pease?
Here.
Director Lee?
Here.
Woo-hoo. Very good. Thank you. All right. This takes us to presentations. Do we have any presentations? I do not. We believe we do not. Director's comments. Kevin, anything?
No, sir.
Chris?
I just want to note the loss in our community of a firefighter and a friend and a good baseball coach, Daryl Whedon, passed away a couple weeks ago, and he'll be missed. He was 50 years old and did a lot of great volunteer in our community, so we'll miss him.
Sorry to hear that. Bill?
I'd just like to welcome all three directors to the board officially.
Thank you.
I was going to do the same thing, and I will. Anything you'd like to say, Bob?
I'm pleased to be here.
Thank you. All right, consent calendar. Any matters need to be discussed on the consent calendar? Can I get a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Any further discussion? Those in favor? Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Business and action items. Dina is going to fill in for Rick on our website service agreement. When last they were here, we talked about getting a discount by taking a larger, longer contract. And we have three options, I believe.
Yes, we do.
Is your mic on?
Or you can flip the bottom.
Or flip the bottom switch.
Yes, at the last board meeting, November 19th, the board approved a contract with Digital Deployment for the development of the new website. It was requested by the board to get some more options for annual renewal and maintenance costs. The first one on the list is enter into an annual maintenance contract for $3,600 annually. There was no discount. We went back to Digital Deployment and they offered us the following three. 1 year paid upfront for $3,200 with a savings of $400 annually over the monthly annual rate of $300 a month or $3,600 a year. The second is a 3 year paid upfront for $8,800, a savings of $2,000 over 36 months or $666 annually. And lastly is a 5 year paid upfront, $13,000, a savings of $5,000 over the 60 months or $1,000 annually. We are also seeking that board has input into these options. I do want you to know that staff was a little bit uncomfortable with the 5 year. That is a very long period of time. Knowing that this company has been around for a long time, they might not go out of business, but you never know. We're thinking about anywhere between the 1 and 3 years would be our time for us to ramp up and get to know the system and be able to operate it ourselves.
Yeah, I reviewed this. I happen to agree with staff. When I saw the 5 year, it's the tech age can move very fast. So I think it's, and it commits a future board of some sort to things that we may not be wanting to do. I'm very comfortable with a 3 year deal, but I would like to modify that a little bit. The 1 year thing was an 11% discount. The other was, the 3 year deal was 18.5 and a 5 year deal was 28%. What I'd like to propose is that we do a 3 year deal and reduce the total contract by about $3,200. That'll give us about $1,066 a year, and that would be a 29% savings to the district. So I'm not sure how the rest of the board feels.
What's your 3 year total?
Be $7,600.
What's the percentage of the 5 year that they offered us?
28%.
So you're proposing a higher percentage than they offered us for the
best deal
for the 5 year?
Correct. Yeah, and the reason is $1,000 a year. I would feel that we are going to become, and I have no problem with staff in the district, we're a beta or a test site for them to help their sales, and I would think that part of what another district may ask is, okay, the same thing we did, well, it's fine, we've got a system, how is the service, how's that agreement going with you? We don't have to really disclose what our contract price is, but we certainly would be very favorable with this type of a discount to say that we highly recommend you take their service. So it's another, it becomes another sales tool, we are, for them to secure their business. And I think for that, having a, you know, an additional $1,200 over a 3 year period isn't that much at all based on the total of the contract plus the service agreement. So I would like to see us pursue that a little bit.
If I can add something to that, I have to agree with you, but I think this is a negotiation, and all at this point we're doing is asking for it. And if you don't ask for it, you have no chance of getting it. So if we go in at 29%, they may come back and say, look, what if we do it at 26%? It's still a far better deal than the deal we've been offered.
Right.
So I think that at this point we should go back with an offer. They want to get their foot in the door here, and they've made it crystal clear this is they want in, and this is their golden opportunity. So all they can say is no.
I would just point out that they've already given us a hugely reduced fee based on the fact that we are a beta. It was a $30,000 plan. They came back and offered us for $16,000. So they're already doing that. I just don't know how far we want to go with these counter offers back and forth and back and forth. We asked them to bring us something, and they brought it to us. But you know, I'm all about saving money. So
I agree with Mark. If you don't ask, you don't get.
I mean,
but are we going to continue back and forth? How many times are we going to, what happens if they come back at 20%? Are we going to say, okay, give us 23%?
We'll probably take it. If they give us anything, it's more than we got now. That's all I'm saying.
They gave us what we asked them for. That was a reduced amount based on the fact that we felt we should get a discount if we, we asked for more money off and they came back to us with this. So they gave us back what we asked. I just want to make sure that we don't get it, just continue to.
No. I don't think that's going to be a precedent. Yeah, one time we send it to them, they either agree or they don't agree, send something back. I don't know. We'll see what happens. That's a negotiation.
It's fine. Like I said, I just want to make sure that we don't end up, this doesn't take 6 months of offers back and forth because we're trying to get.
Nope.
And they have already given us a huge reduced fee over what they would have, what their initial bid was. Just to point that out.
Okay. Well,
just a point of clarification for me. They are moving ahead with the development of the website. That's already been determined. This is the maintenance contract, correct?
To refresh.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So is there any sense that that's by entering into a negotiation with them on the maintenance contract, do we defer work on the website?
No.
Okay. Then I'm comfortable with asking, since it doesn't seem like there's a time urgency to this issue.
I think the 3 year is a better option, and for like where things are at in 3 years, we can continue
or not, or whatever.
Definitely agree with that time frame without a question.
Okay. So the board at this point is saying that we're in favor of the 3 year, but we'd like to offer that we'd like to go back and see if we can.
We'd like
at the same discount as the 5 year.
We'd like to discount it to $7,600 for 3 years.
With
$1,000
annually, correct?
Well, no,
it's $1,000.
$1,066 annually. Yeah. So just reduce the $10,008 3 year contract to $7,600 prepaid for 3 years.
My recommendation would be you actually take a motion to enter into a maintenance agreement for the 3 years paid up front at a cost of $7,600. And if by chance they were to accept it, then we're all done. We don't need to bring it back. If they counter, then we'll bring it back to you. But you take a motion to that effect now, and that way they
so
know it's approved.
Have you got a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. We have no informational items. Veolia, we're moving fast again. Yeah. Bernie, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. 3 minutes to eat your
because my little clicker there, okay?
We're not going to make the 14
you're
minutes.
Not gonna make your, you're not going to make your best time.
Thank you. So in the month of November, we continue our safe practices. Over 19,000 safe operating days, over 85,000 hours of safe operation. We continue to train. Safety is a big part of us. And then last month, the town is, or the district is doing a pilot program on the sand filter.
Yeah.
The partisan sand filter came in last month. It's now at the plant. It's for the secondary Title II water treatment filter that we're doing a pilot program. That came in, staff did attend training on that, and is operational. All monitoring and state reports were turned in on our, all wells are running. Water production is down to 63 million gallons last month, which was about an 8% decrease from last year this time. So we continue, the water production conservation continues in effect. The chart there, you can see where the blue was last year, the purple is the current year. We continue to monitor our NPDES report on our wastewater side. We're still way below our permit limits. No violations. Mm-hmm. We did have one SSO last month, which is over in the lakes and the construction of the new homes. The contractor was dumping grout down the drain again, and it did plug up a line. We did have a small spill, which we responded to clean up. It was about 10 gallons, but it was due to construction of grouting of the new property over
Do
there.
Do we know who the contractor was?
Well, the Kuiper Homes, it was one of their subs. When I approached him, this happened on a Saturday evening at night, like 11:30, and I approached him on Monday morning, letting the superintendent know that we found grout in there, And he had indicated to me that they had terminated a contract with their tile sub that week, just the end of the week, because they saw them enter it in a couple spots they should have been cleaning their tools or their pans with. So they terminated them. But Kuiper Homes is the one that's ultimately responsible.
That's what I was going to ask. What did it cost us to?
It was a little over $1,000 for everybody to respond.
So we did ask them to pay us back for that at cost.
And they said what?
I don't know what the end result was.
Yeah. I got a cost estimate. I know he did send them a letter.
Will we be fined for this?
Don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know. Okay. They could be months down the road. But and one of the issues was is that this street only had like three or four houses on it that only had occupants, but there was another 10, 12 houses being built, so the flow was so low it didn't have enough pressure to bust through it. And so it built up over time. But it's all cleaned up now, and then once they get done, what we're going to do in the future, once they get done with the street construction-wise, we're going to go over and flush it out. We can't do it because there's so much construction, we can't get the truck down there until they get off that road to another street. And our flushing program is on hold right now due to the weather. We'll resume in February. Hopefully the rain will be gone. But today we've got over almost 20,000 feet. 30% of it's complete. And we're over almost 18,000 TVs. And like I said, last month, we should finish up in February, everything in town, TVs and flushed. And continue our maintenance program, working. That's it.
Questions? Kevin and I?
No.
Chris? I was just wondering, is this Kuiper Homes had a violation in the county anywhere else, or are we the only first victim? Or
I don't know.
All right. Yeah. Thank you.
On a one emergency, that's the one you were talking about?
Correct, yeah. Yeah, we got the call like at 8:35. We were on site by 8:42. We were done by 9, but just people responding and getting there in time takes more time than it did to unblock it.
Okay. Bob, any questions?
No questions.
Are we full strength employee-wise?
Yep, all week. It's been full strength since last May.
Good. No other questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay. We're going to have our manager's reports, Parks and Recreation Project Update. I believe that's Farron.
Good evening.
Good evening.
So I'm going to provide just a year-end summary of the Parks, Landscape, and Recreation Department. Because I just gave a quarterly, I'm going to try to keep this fast. There's no pictures for review today. In the Parks Department, this year we really only had one capital project, which was our parking lot slurries and striping that occurred at Cornell Ravenswood Regatta and the pedestrian trail. Next year, Slipher Park is on the schedule to have their parking lot and their basketball court resurfaced or slurried. We're currently still working with the county on our park transfer agreement. It's a slow process, but it is not dead. We are, however, beginning to move forward with them on trying to move our previously approved and previously requested capital projects forward, and regardless of the transfer. So that includes shade structures, port-in-place surfacing, some solar lights. We haven't heard anything on that, though, so that's still pending. On the landscape side, the transition to in-house maintenance continues to go well. With the recent storm, we're a little bit behind on some maintenance duties. We've been responding to other issues during this time. The last couple days, we've been able to get out to Cornell, clean it up. There were some overgrowth there that they've addressed. We had no damage during the storm. I wanted to note that over the year, the majority of our irrigation meters showed decrease from the previous year, including even after us taking that over. We're working on providing or rescheduling for the full takeover of maintenance for the zone 61, 57, 9, and 35. We're planning that for February 1st. We have released the two job postings for the maintenance workers, and that closes on Tuesday. We anticipate hiring early January. We have a number of current county projects occurring right now, including tree trimming, irrigation upgrades, which will reduce consumption, nozzle replacements mainly, plant replacements, and a full mulching plan for all of the streetscapes in zones 57 and 61. It's about $200,000 worth of work between now and spring. The street light project conversion to LED, I just wanted to remind you about that. I still don't have an update, but it is Discovery Bay is on the first list. Our next meeting is January 26th, so I should have more information beginning of February. On the recreation and community center side, we are completing our first year of recreational programming. Yay. We'll continue to give you updates as progress at the end of each session as they close. We did have numerous successful events this year at the community center. Those included district sponsored as well as private events. We had our Earth Day this year there, and it was most heavily attended that we've had in the past. We had a car show, summer concerts, Rocktoberfest, and the Festival of Trees, and the Live, Laugh, and Learn event. Both of those were first year. The tennis court projects are complete, and I just wanted to remind you, or just a note again about the donation we received from the players, about $4,800. It was very nice. The permit from the county is approved for the pool replastering. We're waiting on weather to schedule that, so we're ready to go as soon as Mother Nature is. We've worked on, over the course of this year, we've worked on some volunteer policies, which will continue to come to you in the new year. We've added several new positions, including cashiers, front desk staff, lifeguards, swim coaches, and a recreation coordinator. All of that involved training and internal procedures developed for each position. We're going to be bringing back our master plan, our site master plan discussion in January for the community center site. And that's mainly it.
So. Questions?
Darren, when was the last time there was any discussion with the county with regards to transferring the parks? Is there anything? Is there anything?
Yeah,
in the
we had an official meeting in September, and we've had discussions between. We haven't really heard from the county. It's kind of. We're going back and forth with our council on some options that we want to present to the county as alternates because we've kind of stalemated. So they're working on what they can do with their council because their council has certain opinions, and we're trying to work with ours to figure out if there's ways to get around those opinions, and then we're going to come back together again. But that's being researched now.
Is there a problem?
Imagine two attorneys don't agree on it.
Yeah, what a shocker there. And as the clock ticks, right?
So, when's the next meeting?
Well, it's been a very long time, yes. I think it's been since like 2008, so more than that. There isn't a meeting scheduled. Warren Lye, the assistant public works director there, is very aware of it. He has been pushing and kind of trying to help us, but they have no desire to keep it. There's just some legalities that prevent us from taking it right now with the current agreement that they have presented.
Okay, thank you.
Chris?
Yeah.
Karen, I just hi there. Can we put on, are any plans for the front entry repainting and replanning at all?
Not this year and through the current budget.
Okay.
But we can discuss that during our budget.
Thank you.
Okay.
I know that some groups have rented out the barbecue area on occasion and the pool for parties and things. Mm-hmm. How about the interior rooms? Have we had any success renting those rooms?
Yeah, we have some regular standing reservations for the Lions Club, the Women's Rotary Lions Club, or not Rotary, I'm sorry, the Women's Delta Lions Club here. They come and meet regularly. We have had private events. Somebody did a holiday boutique the weekend of the parade. Yes, it's not consistent, like where we're getting people beating down our doors, and we usually always have availability when people request it, but the rooms are getting rented.
So it's starting, that portion of it's starting to catch on a little bit.
Yeah. Yes.
I didn't read thoroughly our newsletter, rec newsletter that went out. Do we make mention of that in there?
Yes, there's a whole section on park rentals and then facility rentals. Right.
Maybe we could, next time, maybe highlight that section, put a picture of it or something, what the room looks like.
We do, yeah, there are pictures in it of our parks as well as the interior facilities.
Right. Thank you.
Bob, anything?
Nothing, thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
Thanks.
Water and wastewater.
Mine's going to take a little longer. Sorry.
Better,
but
huh?
I've been talking to you all lately about some of our projects that have come and gone, and so I wanted to kind of update you. So you had a feel for them. Hang on, let's see.
Yeah, 7 minutes.
I'm going to get my phone to get online.
Really?
What happened to out. Is there another? There's another memory stick with a red.
No. Is there another one of these?
Just by Dana. That one had the VOE, so that's probably where it is.
But maybe you guys didn't want to hear what was I going to say.
That magnet would come in handy for something. Mm.
Oh, good, there it is.
So this lift station F is in Frank on the screen in front of you there. Once we dug all the dirt out, this is what it looks like. In our lift stations, sewage lift stations, you have two types. You have submersible, where pumps are physically in the raw wastewater and they pump out. And you have some like this one here. Think of it at like 20 feet deep. And maybe think of it like a 20 by 20 room, per se. You take in a quarter of that room, 5 feet of it, and it's a dry cell, meaning that's where your pumps are. Your wet stuff is in your wet cell, and you have pipings joining from the wet to the dry. Your pumps and motors are all in the dry side. They suck it in, pump it out, and it goes. We're trying to get away from the dry cell, and so we converted this dry cell facility into a submersible pump station, so where we had a little bit more capacity, but we're also able to just, when a pump goes bad, we can bring a boom truck, hoist it right up, rather than crawl down in there trying to undo the shaft and the motor and the pump. Okay, so this is the beginning stage of that. Let me just this is just another point of view of that. This is some of the electrical wiring that's coming from these two electrical gray boxes there. These are steel beams that we had to make to put inside there. And we put those in. And then this is those hoses there, except for the yellow one with the black cord on it. That's an air. But the rest of it is we had to bypass the sewage. Sewage is still coming into this lift station F, which is at the corner of River Lake and Willow Lake. And this is one of our main pump stations. It takes probably a good half of Discovery Bay's wastewater processing. And so you had to bypass that in order to get into that existing wet well. We had to coat it on the inside, clean it, recoat it, so that it lasts another 30 to 40 years. And at the same time, we had to put in some new piping and submerge some pump stands, so your submersible pump comes down a shaft, sits on the bottom. When the pump starts, it pumps it right up and goes up. So that's reason for those hoses and the bypass. This is the back truck that Viola brought over to help clean it up on the original cleanup. This is looking down in there. You can see the steel beam across there underneath. That was a picture I showed you earlier that we put in. It's just another picture of that's part of the dry cell that was there. And there we cut some concrete foundation off of that and had to make that so we had an opening to be able to pull our pumps out. This has been prepared for some concrete. This is what it looks like. Still all the bypassing has to take place. This is the concrete structure now that's done, got a lid on it. This is our electrical that we brought in.
This is looking down into the wet well there. More concrete. Mainly this concrete's going on the bottom where we had to use the patch on the second floor. And these, where you see the yellow ropes there to the bottom center, that's the ropes, those are guide rails. That's the guide rails that your pump slides down on. It guides the pump going into the wet well. So when you pull it back up, you pull it up those guide rails. Do any work you might, I have a picture here that I'm going to show you a little later. This is just some what we call air relief valves.
Virgil?
Yes?
I don't want to interrupt you, but I am going to interrupt you. This we know the projects.
Okay.
So all we need to do is get an update of what's happened with each project. We've seen
okay. I didn't know what you wanted.
Because we're going to be, there's so many projects, we're going to be until 4 o'clock in the morning. Okay. So if you can just give us an update on what we did.
Well, HEP is done, then you know, and then well 7 is right now we're looking for maybe mid-January, early February to be complete with well 7. I have pictures of that if you want to see on that.
No, of course not.
Okay, and then that one there, we're kind of waiting for the weather. The weather has made it so muddy out there, it's tough for us to get to. The secondary project, the plant number 2, that's moving along very well. The oxidation bit is pretty much done. We have to install the equipment onto that. The concrete, we dug out 10 feet down and concrete the sides, that's done. The clarifier that's dug down 26 feet. The part of it is on the floor is done. We have pour tomorrow scheduled, and then we'll have to start building the walls, and it's about a 52-foot diameter wall that we will be, circular wall that we will build, that they will be building all the way up. And equipment on that's been showing up almost daily for that particular project.
It's on schedule.
And that's actually ahead of schedule. And that's about it. Those are the two we have. We're doing Discovery Bay West, where we're putting all the new sewer mains, water mains, storm drains, and that type of thing. And we're all there except for the road paving. We're in the process of paving the roads right now. And then once we do that, we'll raise the manholes up to the grade and the water valves and that type of thing. And that's about it.
Excellent. Questions?
None.
All right.
I had a question on it. I know I found out that it's not our responsibility, that sewer backup over there on, is it River Lake? He's going over to the golf course. Is that finished yet? That blockage that was in there with the clams or whatever?
Or Sandpoint.
Oh, that's the storm drain you're talking about, not sewage. Yeah.
Yeah.
The storm drain.
Yeah.
That we cleaned a big portion of that,
right.
And with the heavy rains, it's we've been watching that, and it's been flowing through there. But there is still a blockage, but it's not a complete blockage. There's still a blockage in it. So that's all it is. Mm-hmm. That's all we're. I can just tell you we got a blockage in there, and that's.
It's flowing better than it was. So what was done has served a purpose in not flooding.
We probably removed the vac trucks generally hold about 5 to 7 yards of material, and we probably dumped about 6 to 7 truckloads of clamshells and grit that was pulled in through that system.
Where did you dump it?
We took it over plant number 1.
That's where you got those
once
samples.
Once you move some stuff out, it isn't easy to just take it to a place and
dump. Right. So that's where you got those samples you showed us last meeting in the bag?
Yeah.
Out of that pile?
Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect. Any other questions?
Thank you.
Virgil, thank you. General Manager's report, is there anything we need from Rick?
Not tonight. No.
Thank you.
District
legal? Rod, anything?
No, I'll just wish you happy holidays. I did bring handmade chocolates. Our family has a historic tradition that we started some time ago of making chocolates. My wife's adopted it well, and so every other year we get chocolates. So enjoy. They are all handmade. There's about 8-9 different fillings in
situ.
I've made quite a few of them. So
looks fantastic.
Enjoy and happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Can you give us? I haven't spoken to Rick at all. Can you give us whatever the latest is with his situation?
Sure.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I just spoke to him.
What does the staff think?
He is starting to feel better this week. He's still in a lot of pain, and you know, he's very sore. All his muscles are very sore, like we discussed. They took him out of his body to, you know, put this attachment in. So he's got some stretching exercises that he does, so hopefully he can help his mobility.
Oh man, so I brought my phone out to show you a picture of it. It's pretty ugly.
I heard it's all the way down his back, the scar down his back.
It's about eight inches, with
an incision going that way. I told him he could make a really neat tattoo out of that, but he didn't seem to find any room right now.
Unfortunately, I think he was intending for it to be a quicker recovery than anticipated. He had a flight scheduled for today to come back, was unable to make that flight, decided it just wasn't going to be able to make it. He did say from the first surgery to this surgery, 100% different and more pain.
Maybe the reduces mentors off of me. He told me to
have that. He has not had because we started talking about the agenda, and he was on a completely different topic, and I stopped him and said, "So how many meds are you on now?" And he said, "No, I haven't taken any in the last 48 hours. So.
He's been weaning himself off a lot.
He's hoping to be back in 2 weeks.
Yeah. It's about, he told me it's about 3 months before he'll fully be back to normal. Mm-hmm.
Good.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. There's no committee updates, correspondence. Anything from County Fire Protection District meeting minutes. That was just minutes. Public record request. None. Future agenda items. Any future agenda?
No.
Chris,
no,
good morning.
We just have some workshops coming up in January.
Yeah. Okay. In that case, this meeting is adjourned, and we're going to.